Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, folks. This is Dave Schmidt. I'm your host here again tonight on the Cosmic Connections program. This is the October 20th program. I want to welcome everybody here once again this week. And Blanca, how are you doing there in Atlanta, Georgia?
Doing wonderful. Thank you, Dave. As I mentioned, enjoying the cooler fall weather, the beautiful colors. And you always hear that in the fall here in Atlanta.
Yeah, you do. I mean, but you know where we are. I mean, it's endless summer here in Southern Florida. So we get nice warm weather year round. So, but it is what it is. But it's nice to be here. But that's enough of that stuff. I don't want to be teasing all those folks, you know, in the north that are getting snow already and stuff like that. So,
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, folks, I don't have a whole lot of deep, specific stuff tonight in the program. It'll probably be a shorter program. Blanca and I are going to kind of get into a general discussion of stuff. But there's a few updates I just want to mention. Again, we're looking at about 2.5 weeks away before we have a workshop in Dallas. And folks, again, I cannot give you the absolute, but I can say it's about 90% certainty that those who attend the workshops will also be able to be brought into the round one of the currency exchange. Now, the reason I do it that way is because I've only got a very, very limited number of slots that I can fill. I can't, I've got 13,000 people on my newsletter list. Well, I can't put a newsletter out to 13,000 people saying you're all invited in round one. I can't do that. I mean, first of all, I can't handle the volume. Secondly, the buyers and the brokers aren't going to take that many people, right now. But periodically, I have slots open up for around maybe 5 or 10 people, and I will be able to do that. So anybody who attends the workshop in Dallas, know that if you're not already in on the Dong Exchange, you will be able to be added to the round one. So, and I still have plenty of seats that are left, and it'd be really nice to get back and doing the workshops again. So, and also if you're concerned about COVID, just know that the hotel there, they might say you got to wear a mask when you enter, but once we're in the meeting room, it's up to you. It's a private meeting. The doors close. You want to wear your mask, you can wear it. If you don't want to, you don't have to. And when I was doing the workshops, basically from the first year up through April, 95% of the people weren't wearing masks. But I always said we want to respect those that do because they might have some health issues that they need to be aware of. So that's about it. But now, Blanca, I'm ready to go right into the program. How about you?
Sounds good. I hope people take advantage of the opportunity to get to a workshop. And what date was that after all? Was it
November 6th?
What was the date? Okay, November 6th, which is a Saturday.
And 4 weeks after that in Orlando, Florida, and that would be on December 4th, I believe it is. But they're always on Saturday, and they're all-day events. And all the information, again, is on my website. And you just click on, the workshop page, and all the information is there about, events, details, registration cost, et cetera, and stuff like that. So, okay.
Well, that's pretty cool. I just wanted to emphasize, because just in case people miss it or missed your announcement last week, but it sounds like, and you'll be able to determine it a few days before the workshop, that there may be a possibility that the window will open to allow people to be part of the first round, right?
Yes. As of today, I can say there's about a 90% probability that's yes, but I don't have that exact information until about 3 or 4 days before the workshop. So,
okay.
But there's a 90% probability that is a yes, that will happen. And what I'll probably be able to do maybe even the program before the workshop, that's only about 3 or 4 days, before that, and I'll probably make an absolute announcement at that time. There's issues going on there that I don't have any control over. That's why I say that. So, okay. tempo.
Right. But it's it's nice that, you know, if the opportunity comes up, to be able to participate, because that just, you know, that could make a difference of a few months, really, in terms of their opportunity to be able to participate. So hopefully the window will open and hopefully people will be able to, you know, participate, whereas maybe before they were thinking they were going to have to wait for second round.
Yeah, and second round can go, it could be months and months, if not even a year after the first round, because, see, it's important to know that I am classified as what is called an aggregator. I aggregate and bring people in. I have absolutely no control over when funds are released and how much is going to be released. I have no control over that. That goes with basically the brokers and the buyers are the ones who control that aspect. And then the people who make the decision of when that money is going to be released, those are people at the very, very top. I don't want to call them government administration, but they are involved in the governments. It's a joint project between the United States and China, and their white hats on both sides of that. So, in fact, let me just give a little bit of, a review about what is all this that's going on here. You have to go back almost thousands of years and realize that there was always this large, large sum of gold that was held by this group called the Dragon Family. Now, they're headquartered out of China, but they're not their own. That gold isn't just in China. It's in Vietnam, China, Taiwan, Philippines, Malaysia, and Indonesia. It's all throughout that whole, what you call the Southeast Asia area. And I have met with people in the Dragon Family, and they have said personally to me, face-to-face, it's just, those of us in the family, we can trace our family genealogy. And the man that was talking to me said, in fact, I am a direct descendant of King David of the Bible, of that era. And my family genealogy, we have the whole history and the records through the thousands of years. And he says, we've always had this gold. Now, this gold came into the possession of the Dragon families, and they always understood that it belonged to humanity to be released at the right appropriate time. And this goes all the way back to what, you know, was the original Bretton Woods Agreement right around the World War II era. And there was so much corruption involved at that time, they realized they couldn't release it because you have to come back and understand the banking system in our current world is run and controlled by those we call the cabal. And if the Dragon families were releasing all this gold to be out into the public, that money eventually works its way back through the banks into their control, and they just become more powerful. So that didn't work. Then they made another attempt to do that with President Kennedy in 1963 and President Sukarno of Indonesia. President Sukarno was a Dragon Family member. He had about $5 trillion they were ready to release for humanitarian aid development all around the world. Different stories. I'm not going to go into detail about it, but myself and others believe that was the real reason that Kennedy was assassinated. And so Kennedy was assassinated, and then what happened is our black ops CIA people went into Indonesia and created a civil war in Indonesia. The civil war went on for about a year. About 1 million people died in the civil war. And history says that Sukarno was overthrown by his top military general. That's how the history records it. And Sukarno was put under house arrest for the rest of his life. But here's a little side note, folks. The general had a top hand, right-hand man assistant, if you want to call him that, through this process. This man, Mr. Sukarno, President Obama's stepfather. We need to remember President Obama grew up in Indonesia with the name Barry Sotero. Sotero was his stepfather. And here's the bottom line. I can't say this exactly, but there's a lot of people that we agree on this, that Sukarno's mother and stepfather were basically black ops CIA operatives is what they were. That stopped that attempt to release the money. And so the Dragon family has always realized to release these funds, it needs to be done in a safe manner where they can spread it out around the world. Now, where we operate from this place called the Texas Processing Office. And the Dragon families originally funded that office about 25 years ago. And since then, they have been able to multiply their fund by being able to be on what is called the off-market trading platforms. Now, that's not public information, but it's out there and people know about it. And I've been told explicitly how they are able to multiply that money. These off-market trading platforms allow them to double their money every 2 to 4 months. So imagine you had $5 billion 25 years ago and it's doubling every 2 to 4 months. That's the money that's here for this exchange. The sources of these funds realized is that if they want to get this money out to humanity, one of the things that the cabal can't do is they cannot stop scores of thousands of people receiving $10 million or in that vicinity each and spending the money and releasing it out to humanitarian aid projects. They can't stop that. And that has always been the plan. And that's the reason why we're getting to participate in this system and in this process. This is about the shift and change. Now, on another side note, you see, this is the time that humanity is going through a major shift. There are these, you know, in galactic terms, if that's the appropriate term to use, we have these 26,000 year cycles that were kind of, you know, the geological cycles that we go through. And every time we move into that cycle ends, humanity moves into a new age, a new era. And that happened in the year 2012. That was the end of that cycle. So we are now entering into a whole new era of humanity's awareness and consciousness beginning to rise, and we're beginning to wake up and we're beginning to expand. We have lived for thousands of years under this slavery of those that we would call the cabal. In the media, they call them the deep state or whatever you want to call them. These are the controllers of the world, the black hat controllers of the world. Their era is ending, and the new era is beginning. They have been the ones who have had the massive control over the world's money supply. And for thousands of years, they have kept humanity in various forms of financial slavery. And it was always like, you know, the 1% that would be able to move into a high amount of abundance. This is the time that that changes. This is the time that humanity as a whole, those that are awake, are going to be able to start moving into a form of abundance and the ability to release that and to share that with others around the world. That's the real reason of what's going on behind all this exchange. Now, I've talked about and said this first step around one of the exchanges is only the very, very beginning of this process that will go on for a couple of decades. Because when you look at a 26,000-year cycle, when you look at a complete shift of an era for humanity, that goes on for a number of years in its new stages of what it moves into. This is the time for that. Now, logistically, those that who basically have the funds, they've been waiting for it to be safe to move the money within what is called our existing banking systems, because that's what we use. We put money in our bank accounts and that's where we spend it, you know. We don't go around, you know, carrying huge, massive bars of gold to make financial transactions, we use our bank accounts. Well, there's always been the possibility for the black hats to hack into these really large fund accounts, and that is shifting and changing. It's the new blockchain technology that is allowing the fact that they can move funds safely. It doesn't mean that they can't be hacked into, but blockchain says they can trace it back to the individual computer of where the hacking had come from. That's what blockchain technology allows to happen. So in essence, they would not be able to get by with it if they stole the money or hacked into the bank accounts and stole the money. That's what they've been waiting for us. Now, I'm still learning some new information. It's important to understand when the funds are released, folks, don't expect it to all come in overnight. It's going to be a cumbersome process as we still need to work through the safety measures of how we release all this money. Because in round one, I have predominantly used the Vietnamese dong as the currency. And I'm now up to around 900 people that I have in the round one exchange. It's going to take time to get that out to everybody, folks. It's not going to happen overnight. So be aware of that. So that's the advantage of coming to the workshops, because not only will you be in round one, those who attended the workshops will be the first ones. They will be at the top of the list for the funds to be released. Now, why do I do that? Well, I've got a very, very practical reason why. It's the workshops and the fees that the people tend to pay the workshops is what, you know, subsidizes my income that allows me to do this. Folks, you know, I have to have some forms of outside revenue coming in that allows me to pay my bills and do this program and continue doing this work. I do have to have that. And it's the workshop attendees that provide that. So they are the ones that are giving the means for this to happen for all of us. So that's why I want to say thank you for everybody who has attended. And we're back in the flow again. We're going to start doing this again. And yes, it would be nice to have some more people signing up and attending. We would love to have you there. That, in essence, is what is going on with the background of the currency exchange. Now, we have been told through various sources is that before the funds are released or around at that time, we're going to start moving into what is a complete financial shift, which means the current existing fiat system of our money in our banks, they're going to basically collapse in so many words. They're going to start falling apart. We're going to see a financial collapse. Because we have heard over and over again, the current corrupt system has to collapse and fade away for the new money and the new system to come in. And folks, we might be there. There have been various financial reports coming out on even on the mainstream financial programs like, you know, MSNBC and CNBC and the Bloomberg, you know, reports, et cetera, that are saying that we are right on the verge of a potential financial collapse taking place here in our world. Now, Cliff High is the guy that I always refer to because I really enjoy what he has to say. He says there's a perfect storm scenario developing that is going to create this financial collapse. What recently has been happening, it's in the news, that the instigator of that collapse, if that's the term to use, could be what's going to be happening in China. There's a company in China, the name of the company is Evergrande. It's the largest real estate company in the world. They're going bankrupt. They have already filed for bankruptcy. And the word is the bankruptcy takes place this coming Sunday. And there are different financial experts that are saying that is going to be the start of a snowball effect that is going to have an impact on the complete global economy. So what I would say is that watch this weekend, folks. Watch this weekend for the start of it. Now let's go back and remember, when Lehman Brothers went under in 2007, it actually took almost 6 months before the Dow hit its low spot. So that was a 4 to 6 month process of that economy falling apart and then the after effects of that before it started even to recover. And it looks like what Cliff High is saying, this collapse is going to make the 2008 collapse look like child's play. This one has the ability to just create some very serious problems. For those of us in the exchange, though, that opens the door for the shift and the change to take place. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on out there in the world right now. And that, in return, is a part of the whole process. There are a lot of different people, plus really good, trustworthy channeling messages saying, this is all happening to help the people wake up. Because you still have about 50% of the population, predominantly those in the United States, they're not awake. They're in the, if you use, you know, the symbology out of the Matrix movie, they're still living in the blue pill world. They're still thinking that everything is good, the institutions are fine, there is no big, huge corruption problem out there, and life goes on. And the red pill people are the ones that are saying, no, there's a cabal-run system that runs and controls this world. And basically, they use their power and control that they're addicted to keep us dumbed down in various forms of slavery. And what has to happen for the shift to take place is that there needs to be a much higher percentage of the blue pill people need to move over to the red pill world to wake up to what's going on. And this stuff that's going on right now is basically the early stages of that taking place. So watch for it, be aware of it, and as I've shared in the past programs, be the observer, not the participant in all the drama. It's extremely important that we understand the energy of our thoughts. Because the energy of our thoughts is what creates the energy vibration that we live and we exist within. Like energy attracts like energy. When things get chaotic and start falling apart, it's important that there's two things that we do not allow ourselves to fall into. Number one is fear. Fear is a very, very low energy experience. If you start falling into fear, you're going to attract all those fearful things into your life. Number two is judgment, judging others. You start judging others, you're going to experience that back on yourself because like energy attracts like energy. Our job is to rise above it, be the observers, just look at it, don't judge it, don't allow yourself to fall into fear, and know that these are basically the shifting steps and changes to bring in the new world that we get to be moving into. So, Blanca, with that, I think that's all about I have to share tonight. Why don't you share your thoughts with us?
Well, I think you shared some good thoughts. It's good to be reminded of some of these things. And you and I've talked about before, when we look at all the chaos and craziness that's going out in the Matrix, for us, it's evidence of the solution of the Matrix. It's breaking down. And really, for things to change and for humanity to be able to bloom the way the energies are supporting it to, this old Matrix does have to dissolve. And so we are going to see that. So now we can't be naive and think that everything's going to be hunky-dory. So we also talked about be prepared, not scared. I know for some weeks ago we were talking about you might want to have some extra things in your pantry, and so hopefully people did, and now people are starting to report they're starting to see shortages. I still, you know, I went to the grocery store today. I am seeing a little bit, not a lot, but there's still time to stock up just in case, you know, supplies do get short. Also, in the show, we've talked about getting your finances in order. Look at what alternatives are to cash and to having your money in the bank. So hopefully people have been looking into that because the systems are very compromised, especially in the financial arena. And as you said, Dave, right now this weekend, even the mainstream financial pundits are saying that it's a sensitive situation with this Evergrande, and so then your final thought again and always is the quality of our thoughts. What is the energy of our thought? You and I've talked about frequency and vibration, and I think people understand what we mean by frequency. And a lot is the energy of your thoughts, or the emotions of your thoughts with like fear and anger and worry. Those are lower frequency thoughts, and things like love and compassion and appreciation, those are higher frequency thoughts. So that to the degree that we can, even in the face of all this turmoil and all this chaos and all this challenge that we're facing, if we can stay in a high frequency thought range, we're going to navigate these waters much better. Also, and you've alluded to this, and I just saw an article that was really quite something, quite, in my opinion, sinister in a certain way. And if people want to read the article, they can just, and maybe you saw it, Dave, it's NATO's Cognitive Warfare. And basically, it's a battle for the brain. And in this article, it's talking, and I think it was published October 13th of this year. In this article, it's talking about how NATO is talking about weaponizing brain science. And they're using terms like cognitive warfare. And the objective of cognitive warfare is to harm societies and not only the military. So if you put this framework that about cognitive warfare and then look at this PSYOP called the Plandemic, you can see how people have been mind controlled to be afraid of something that really is not as bad as it's purported to be if they just look around. Now, that's not to say there hasn't been death and there hasn't been sickness. Not to say that, but if it were a pandemic, people would be dying, you know, all over the place. A lot of the homeless would be just on the streets because they're not very healthy. So this cognitive warfare, I think, if we look at, read that article and look at what's happened to our society because of this project called the Plandemic, I think you'll see they're already using that on us. So we've got to be alert, we've got to be aware, and we've got to be in control of our own thoughts, in control of our own psychic condition, because that's the battlefield. And this is not just me and Dave talking. Read that article and you'll see it's true.
Sure, yeah. I mean, there's so much stuff, that's information that's coming out in the alternate media sources to just let people know that how crazy it is, that's what's going on right now.
Yes.
You know, and with, you know, the jab that, you know, people are getting and what's in it and what it is intended to do and stuff like that. You know, I go back to, you know, the Davos Forum is basically the billionaires club. And, you know, Klaus Schwab is the guy who heads up the Davos Forum. And he has come right out in his book called The Great Reset. And they call The Great Reset to reset the world to a one world government that they are in control of. And he has said there needs to be a massive reduction in the Earth's population. They want to get rid of 2 to 3 billion people here on the Earth because they're saying the Earth is way overpopulated. So here you have the most powerful, wealthiest people in the world, and the guy who heads up the organization says we need to get rid of about 2 to 3 billion people. Wake up, folks. I won't say any more on that. It's just that's what we're going into. But what's important, we don't fall into the fear of what their attempt is because it's not working. Their plan is not working. Their plan is not going as they had anticipated or wanted it to go. And what it does is the Great Reset is creating the Great Awakening is what it's doing. So, okay, Blanca, is there anything else you want to share with us tonight?
No, I like that their Great Reset is actually causing the Great Awakening because they're going so crazy that people are just not getting it, even if they're not red-pilled, even the blue-pilled people are saying, what in the world?
Yep. So, well, let's go ahead and see if there's anybody who would like to call in that would like to make any comments or have any questions. And folks, that number there is 515-605-9356. Again, the number is 515-605-9356. You touch one on your touchtone phone. that lets us know that you would like to basically come on the air, and yet you either want to make some comments or you have some questions, one or the other. We don't have anybody in line right now, but when I put that information out, I usually give it around 30 to 45 seconds to see if anybody would like to come on the air, and nobody yet. But folks, all I know, I think this is the time in the era that things are starting to get exciting. Okay, we did have one person come up, and it's from area code 801, so we're going to go to that individual. And so, area 801, you're on the air. What can we help you with tonight?
Hi, Dave. I've been to a couple of your workshops over the years. Question for you, when you're saying look at alternative to a bank, what would you suggest as an alternative to have the bank? Or do you have? Are you
get away from using banks for our everyday transactions? That's a reality. I mean, you know, when you want to go down to the store and buy your groceries or buy your gas, you're still having to use money that you've got in a bank. But what Cliff High has been recommending, and it's what I have done, if you've got what you call discretionary income or discretionary funds sitting in a bank, it's not money that you don't need to live on, he highly recommends buying gold or silver.
All right.
And silver right now is running at about $23.50 roughly an ounce. Cliff High is projecting that silver is going to go to close to $600 an ounce within the next 4 to 6 months. So from $23 to $600 an ounce is where silver is going.
I've heard that as well. I did notice that silver has gone, the value has gone down a couple of bucks an ounce. But I don't think
it fluctuates. But here's what traditionally always happens. Whenever there's a massive economic downturn, gold and silver always hold their value.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is when you get very wealthy people who have a lot of money in the stock market and the market starts collapsing, they pull their money out of the markets and then they put it into gold and silver as a temporary hedge fund, in so many words. So gold and silver always hold their value in the economic downturn, if not go up. I bought 40 ounces of silver myself in the last couple of weeks. That's, you know, you still have to use banks. You're not going to be able to get away from banks because you got to, unless you're going to be always carrying, you know, a couple thousand dollars of cash with you all the time, but you got to go to the bank to get it, you know.
Understood. All right. Well, listen, I appreciate your response. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, Blanca, I don't see anybody else wanting to call in. Do you?
No, I don't, Dave. I do not see anybody else.
Okay. Are we ready then to call it a night tonight? It was a shorter program, and that's fine with me. So.
That's right. That's fine.
Okay. Well, folks, we want to thank all of you for joining us tonight. I don't know yet. There may be a possibility I won't be doing a program next week. I've had some stuff come up that I might be needing to make a trip out to Arizona, but I won't know that for another 3 or 4 days. So, but we'll see. I mean, I always send the newsletter out and let you know if there's anything urgent. Again, I do come on the air, but if it's just kind of general discussion, there may not be, you know, a program next week. But with that, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight, and we will see you on our next program.